saying earlier this week he's thrilled to have the rapper visit, calling him a terrific guy. Find us online at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
First Lady Melania Trump saying today she could be the most bullied person in the world, making the remark on ABC's Good Morning America while promoting her Be Best initiative, which addresses online bullying. The First Lady suggesting the campaign was started in part because of what people are saying about her. She also said there are people working in the White House who she and President Trump cannot trust. Mrs. Trump adding, quote, some people, they don't work there anymore. China doing all it can to influence American public opinion, as we hear from USA's John Clemens.
It was part of the testimony given to Congress by Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
China absolutely is on an unprecedented or exerting unprecedented effort to influence American opinion. But what I was making very clear is that we have not seen to date any Chinese attempts to compromise election infrastructure.
That testimony involved a number of matters that included threats of terrorism, cybersecurity, and for all airport security measures. I'm John Clemens.
And a new approach being used to crack down on opioid abuse in Sin City as the FBI's partnered with the Drug Enforcement Administration and U.S. Attorney's Office in Las Vegas for a billboard campaign that asks Las Vegas residents to report anyone they suspect may be illegally selling or prescribing opioids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. Here's a look at your Flemington weather. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. It's no possibility about it. It's raining. Take my word for it. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, patchy fog before 1 p.m., and then patchy fog after 5 p.m. That's a little too detailed. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Total rainfall for this afternoon and this evening, about an inch to an inch and a half. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Northwest winds variable. Friday night, slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., and then Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m., then partly sunny with a high near 56, going to cool down this weekend. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Former insurance executive Tom MacArthur went to Congress and became chief architect of the plan that
one
would
more
let
bonus
insurance
ad
companies discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Tom MacArthur is still working for the insurance industry, not you.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Yeah,
good morning and welcome to the library show. Thanks for dropping in. Let's see what condition your condition is in. It's the Library Show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we are joined in the studio by local Flemington legend Charles Miller. We'll see what makes him tick. Winners were announced last night in HCL's Amateur Photography Show. You have until the end of October to stop by the library and see the show yourself. Jennifer says the days of good grammar has went. Entries are now being accepted for HCL's annual gingerbread competition. We'll have all the details, upcoming concerts and speakers, and much more on today's library show. And I'm joined in the studio by Charlie Miller. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Jim.
How you doing? Charlie is a good friend of mine. He's been a Flemington resident for how many years?
18 years.
18 years. Him and his wife, Jamie, and his two sons, Mitchell and Maxwell, have lived in Hunterdon County. So they're a good, devil's advocate. We're going to be talking a lot about library services and programs today. We'll see what Charlie's impressions are, if he ever takes advantage of his county library. We just heard Just Dropped In by Kenny Rogers. That does not sound like Kenny Rogers, does it?
It does not.
Not at all. So obviously he was a very young man when he recorded that song.
1973 or 74, maybe.
A very long time ago. Actually, I like it. Till you brought that song up repeatedly last week, I had forgotten all about that song. So Charlie is from Missouri, the heartland, and it's the law to like country music out there.
And bluegrass and some other things.
Yes. So Charlie will be here with me now. We've got a lot to talk about. I want to start off with the Hunterdon County HAL Amateur Photography Show. We had the award ceremony last night. We announced the winners. So if you stop by the library anytime this week, you can see which photos won which awards. Have a lengthy list of winners. Charlie, tell me if you know any of these people. In the student category, we had honorable mentions for Sneha Dova, Alba Paz Sanchez, Madeline Atkinson, Laura Mertz. Second place went to Catherine Shearer. And first place in the student category was Shelby Pena. I guess it's Pena. There's no tilde over that. Wildlife category, honorable mention Louisa Curry, honorable mention Mary Rigby, Sanford Overton won honorable mention, then Jean Mallows was second place, and Christine Hatfield won in the wildlife category. If you want to see their pictures, go to our webpage or go to our Facebook page, Hunterdon County Library, and all the winners' pictures are on the Facebook page. Floral, Jill Dodds, Linda Cornell, and Esther Merrill were all honorable mention. Donna Neckel was second place, and Sally Dugan was first place in Flora. Hunterdon County scene, four honorable mentions, Alicia Costa, Cheryl Bamba, Bill Claus, no relation, and Frank Guancioni. Second place, Walter Mayer, and first place, Jeff Newman. Adult Black and White, three honorable mentions, Kenneth Duh, Connor Williams, Debbie Gilmartin. Second place, Amy Kettleson. First place, Tiffany Simone. Human Interest, three honorable mentions, Marcia Podsiadlo, Joan Gogren, and Barbara Polhemus. Second place, Carol Esch. First place, Inez Kowalski. Scenic Landscape, two honorable mentions, Jean Agnestelli, Tiffany Althoff. Second place, Mark Mazuski. Do you know the Mazuskis?
I do not.
Used to be neighbors of the Fasanellas over in that area of Flemington.
Okay.
First place, Jeff Bell was first place in Scenic Landscape. Abstract Still Life, honorable mention, Patricia Ramchandran. Honorable mention, Richard Neckel. Second place, Phil Botero. And first place, Ina Zana Pekova. And the Public's Choice Award, Charlie. So if you stop by the library, okay, you got to vote on your favorite picture. And the Public's Choice was Lori Van Pelt. It was a picture of the Hunterdon Concrete Plant. I don't know why that touched a nerve with our patrons.
Which one is that, Jim? Is that the one that sits downtown, or is that the one that out by Copper Hill School off of Everett Road?
I think it's the one off of Everett Hill Road. That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay. So I don't know any of those people. I apologize, but congratulations to all the winners.
So Charlie, actually, tell us, Charlie is a friend of our environment. What is your job that you do, Charlie?
I work for one of the local pharmaceutical companies, and I work in a group called Retained Environmental Matters, where the focus is on protecting soil and groundwater and conducting soil and groundwater cleanups.
So he travels a lot. You don't do much of that in Flint. Do you know, is Flemington good about stuff like that?
I'm not the person to ask. I actually support our facilities in Latin America and Asia Pacific, and a colleague handles North America.
Okay. Very good. And Charles' wife, Jamie, she has another a position in a pharmaceutical company also, right?
Yes. She's involved in sales for one of the local pharmaceutical companies.
And Charles' oldest son, Mitchell, lives out in the Midwest now, but he and Max both went through 100 and Central, both athletes. Mitchell was on the basketball team. Max was on the state champion 100 and Central Red Devil football team of what year was that?
I think it was 2014.
2014, Central Red Devils won the state championship with Max Miller at wide receiver.
But notable names would be Michael Knight and Jason Cabinda were also on that, as well as Kevin Ioannidis, whose older brother is currently in the pros playing for the Washington Redskins.
That's correct. And is it Jason Cabinda on somebody's roster?
I believe he is on the roster for the
Raiders?
Oakland Raiders this time.
Practice squad or something?
Yes, I believe so.
So that's interesting. Two players from that team went to the pros, not surprisingly, since they won the state championship. Okay, it's 11:12. We're going to go to our first commercial break a little early, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to play Today in History with Charlie and see how he does. So stay tuned after these messages for more Library Show.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
you painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tender hair.
Didn't mean to do the live version of this.
The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
But you can definitely hear Kenny Rogers there.
So this woman right here, I think that's the one who married Roger Miller's, Roger Miller. So a little, that was Kenny Rogers and Ruby. I'm going to pause it here. My advice to Kenny Rogers back then, why didn't he get contact lenses? Kenny Rogers, if you're familiar with him back in the early 70s, had these huge glasses.
I think that was the style, Jim.
Maybe, but if you're a rock star or something, don't you want to, you didn't care? I don't know. Okay, welcome back to the library show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined with my good friend Charlie Miller. Going to pick Charlie's brain letter about all things local Flemington and maybe give you some tips on good places to eat and things like that. This came to the top of my head. But right now, Charlie, we do this every week at this time. It's called Today in History. I'm going to give you some questions about events that happened on this date, which is October 11th, and see if you can figure out what they are. I'm also going to give you some names of people who were born or who have died on October 11th and see if you know who they are just by hearing their names. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be, Jim.
Okay, October 11th, 1767. How can I... surveying for what... this is going to be... I'll start you off easy. Surveying for what line separating Maryland from Pennsylvania is completed?
Mason-Dixon line?
The Mason-Dixon line is correct. I guess Mason and Dixon were the two surveyors? I don't know enough about that. So the Mason-Dixon line, Pennsylvania's above and Maryland's below. I guess that's, I thought it kind of, doesn't New Jersey have part of the Mason-Dixon line in through it?
That I don't know.
I don't know. For some reason, maybe that was Long Beach Island folklore that the Mason-Dixon line actually went through Long Beach Island, New Jersey. That doesn't sound right to me, so never mind. The DAR is founded on this date in 1890 in Washington, D.C. What is the DAR?
Don't really have a clue on that one, Jim.
The Daughters of the American Revolution.
Okay.
It's formed on this date in 1890. Okay, and in 1899, a little sports for you, the Western League is renamed what? The Western League in 1899 is renamed what league that is still named today?
Major League?
In the news, more specific.
Major League Baseball or American League?
The American League is correct. The American League, I didn't know this, before 1900 was called the Western League. Doesn't seem like the National League teams are out west.
Well, you have the Oakland A's, don't you? The American League.
I guess that's true. 1910, Charlie, who becomes the first U.S. president to fly on an airplane in 1910. He flew for 4 minutes in a plane built by the Wright brothers, and he left from Lambert St. Louis International Airport. How about that? Charlie is a Missouri native, so he's very familiar with that airport.
I am. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to guess on this, and I'm going to say Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt is correct. Very good guess. How did you know that?
I guess.
Okay, and then if our loyal listener Kiko is listening, which, have you been getting any texts from anybody?
None yet.
He'll get this one. Who was appointed posthumously to the grade of General of the Armies, which is technically a six-star general, by Gerald R. Ford on this date in 1976? Way after his death, let me add. He might be the only six-star general we have ever had. General of the Armies.
I've actually heard Kiko mention this at a trivia event, but I am drawing a blank because I want to say Patton, but I think that is wrong.
You got to go way, way,
way back
further than that.
Okay, well, that leaves me out. Then I will take a blank on
it was
that.
It was our first general of the United States in the Revolution.
Washington?
General George Washington. Wasn't named six-star general until 1976. I guess a little bit of an oversight. Okay, I've got some names of people who were born on this date. You'll get this one, I think, because you knew her husband. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
So you got to give me just a little information about it. What do you know about Eleanor Roosevelt? What comes to your brain when I mention the name Eleanor Roosevelt? What is she most famous for?
I do know she's famous for something. What it is, I don't recall, Jim.
Well, besides being married to Franklin Roosevelt, that's right. I mentioned her husband, Teddy Roosevelt. She was married to Franklin Roosevelt.
FDR.
But a very active first lady. She was, what was she, championed, I guess, women's rights, among other things. Actually, I'm drawing a blank. Okay, let's move on. 1905, Fred Trump was born.
Donald's father
is correct.
Sorry, President Trump's father.
President Trump's father, Fred, who supposedly gave Donald a small loan and started his empire. What did Fred Trump do? Why was he so wealthy?
I'm going to say real estate, which doesn't make sense, but...
That's probably real estate. He died in 1999, by the way. 1946, Darrell Hall was born.
Of Darrell Hall and John Oates?
That is correct, of the famous singing duo Hall and Oates. Give me three of their hit songs.
Three of their hit songs. let's see. Even though I could sing them if I heard them.
Oh, you're very welcome to sing on the library show if you'd like.
I don't think your listeners want to hear me sing. If my family doesn't, I'm sure your listeners do not.
I'm sure they do. You've never karaoke'd in your life?
Sarah's one.
That's one.
Luncheonette Cafe is one.
Luncheonette Cafe? Yeah. Deep cuts?
Yeah, deep cuts, yeah.
What is Luncheonette Cafe?
Oh, there's one.
That might have to come up for our next commercial break.
Well, that may. That's one of their albums, I think. It's. I don't know if there's the actual soundtrack is on that, but that's one of their early albums. I'm drawing a blank, Jim. I gave you one. Not very good. 33%.
Man-Eater?
Man-Eater.
Kiss on My List?
Yes.
No Can Do. Hit after hit, Charlie. Okay, 1961, Steve Young was born.
The infamous left-handed quarterback who played college ball at Brigham Young University to go on and back up Joe Montana for the San Francisco 49ers until he got his chance and I believe has won one, possibly two Super Bowls.
That is correct. So you know a lot about him. What is his most famous record that he holds?
I'm going to say it's both rushing and passing yards combined.
No. Well, that's not his most famous. What's his most famous Super Bowl record? He might have that. I don't know. I'd have to pull his stats up. He owns a very big record in the Super Bowl.
Five touchdown passes in one Super Bowl.
Six touchdown passes in one Super Bowl against the San Diego Chargers. I believe it was six. So he still holds the record for most touchdowns in one Super Bowl game. Okay, died on this date in 1809, October 11th, Meriwether Lewis. I think you should know who he is, being from Missouri.
Yes,
since he
Lewis
traveled
and Clark.
There. Correct.
Of Lewis and Clark, who navigated the rivers of the Midwest out to the West Coast, I think ending up on the Columbia River, if I'm not mistaken.
Did every Missouri school child learn a lot about Lewis and Clark? I bet you they did, because that's local history.
I'm going to say that the students in Missouri who paid attention probably did.
So he has an actually interesting story. They just found out. They thought he committed suicide. He was deeply in debt, and he was on his way to Washington to talk to Jefferson about paying debts or something like that, and he died at some tavern on the road. They thought he committed suicide. I think new findings have think that he was murdered by, like, robbers.
Meriwether
Lewis. Might be a good movie someday. And then finally, 1991, died on October 11th, Red Fox.
Red Fox, comedian and the lead of the sitcom, I think, Sanford and Son.
That is correct. I'm trying to think of what else, what other things he's done.
I think he was really known for most of his being a comic, a comedian.
A stand-up comic.
Yes, a stand-up comic. I do believe Sanford and Son was a very popular sitcom. I don't know, was that the late 70s, early 80s? Or?
It's got to be the 70s, I would think. So you did very good, Charlie. Actually, I'm glad when Jennifer does it, I'm not allowed to mention any sports people. She doesn't have to do sports, and nobody really with, like, she doesn't know anything about television, really. Jennifer doesn't have a TV in her house. But, well, that's a story for another day.
Well, then
she's probably listening.
Probably very well read, then.
Jennifer Winberry will be back next week. Jennifer's on vacation this week. It was her birthday. Jennifer turned the big 5-0. I don't know if she wanted me to say that on the air, but Jennifer turned 50 this past week. So congratulations to her. Charlie and I have both achieved that goal several years ago.
Yes, we have. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Charlie and I have been spending too much time at the doctors recently, but that's a story for another day, too. Okay, it's 11:27. In about a half hour, Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy. Do you know Jim Gannot?
I do not, Jim.
Okay, Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy. He owns Crown Trophy over by Staples. He'll be in with his show, Taking Care of Business, and I understand he has a special guest today that you might want to tune in if you have any interest in what's going on Main Street in Flemington. But right now, we're going to talk about everything that's going on at the Huntington County Library, Charles, starting off with the gingerbread competition. Were you aware that every year we have the gingerbread competition?
I am aware of that. I've heard it announced on this radio show more than once.
Going back to the photo show that we have every year, did you realize that our annual photography show has been going on for 29 years?
I have recently heard that fact, yes.
29 years. I was kind of making this comment the other day that too many things in my life have been going on for 20 to 30 years, right? That's just a good sign that you're old.
I don't think it's a good sign you're old. I think it's a
good
sign that you're stable.
What is something that you've been doing in your life for 30 years? Or 25 years, something that you've been, how long have you been at your job?
I have been at this current job for 18 years. However, I have been working in the environmental field for over 30 years.
Okay, so there you go. There's one of them. One more thing that you've been doing for 25 years. That, I don't know. This is kind of a weird question.
You read me like an open book, Jim, so I don't know. I enjoy riding.
Drinking beer doesn't count.
No, but you know I enjoy riding motorcycles, dirt bikes. You know that I enjoy the outdoors, hunting and fishing. Yeah. So there's not really much that you probably don't know that I've been doing.
And you said you've been a Flemington resident for 18 years, did you say?
18 years. Moved here August of 2008.
Where did you live before this?
We were residing in a northwest suburb of Chicago, Illinois.
So Charlie's from Missouri, Chicago, Arizona, I believe you spent a little portion of your life?
Missouri, Arizona, Illinois, New Jersey.
And how does Flemington stack up with those other locations if you had to pick one to live in?
Well,
you can answer honestly.
I will. When we moved here, I didn't know how long we would be here. Very apprehensive about living in New Jersey. But I have resided in Flemington, as I said, for 18 years, and it reminds me very much of the area I grew up in, central Missouri, called Jefferson City, which you know, Jim, is one of the capitals. And it's very similar as far as topography and geography. There's nice rolling hills, trees, small farms. So very similar to where I grew up. So very comfortable here and like it.
What did you hear about New Jersey before you lived here? Like, what were people telling you to? You can be honest about it. What were they saying?
I don't think anyone was telling me anything about this.
Warning you about New Jersey.
I don't think I was getting any warnings. I think you just have a vision, and I think that this is unfair, but you have a vision of New Jersey being all of like what you see when you fly into Newark, New Jersey.
I think that's very accurate.
Very urban and a lot of people, a lot of, just overcrowdedness. And that's not really true. New Jersey is a very beautiful state. And if you've ever gone from Cape May to up north, you'll see that the state changes quite drastically. It's a very pretty state.
It is. And Hunterdon County, one of the prettiest counties. But we have mountains, we have beaches, we have a little bit of everything. But we do also have Newark areas and urban areas.
But which state does not?
Yes, that's true. So so you were a little nervous that New Jersey was going to chew you up and spit you out when you came and moved here?
Most definitely. like I said, when you fly into Newark and you try to get out to Newark.
A little intimidating?
Just a little, especially when you're driving and you try to go out west. But
my wife's parents are from PA, and they always thought New Jersey was whatever they saw in The Sopranos.
That is correct.
The people and the everything was like The Sopranos was how New Jersey was.
Exactly. I have a cousin that I'm very close with back in Missouri, and all we talked about when I saw him was around The Sopranos. Is it like that? Is it? And I'm like, it's not, but I understand.
No, it's. I went to visit my brother in Ohio once, and I was talking with someone, and I said I went canoeing. And they had the dumbfoundedest look on their face. In New Jersey, you can go canoeing? I'm going,
yes.
Of course you can. What? I don't know. I love New Jersey. I've lived here my entire life. I always get made fun of. I've never been. I can't believe I'm saying this on the air because I've caught a lot of flack for this. I've never spent more than 10 days out of the state of New Jersey at any one time.
That doesn't make you a bad person, Jim.
No, but it just makes me, I don't know, sheltered, living in the, what is it? I don't know. I'm not worldly, and that just proves it right there. 10 days is the longest vacation or trip I've ever taken out of the state. I mean, I went to college in New Jersey, like your son Mitchell did. So, I don't know. I'm not that type of, I don't have the wanderlust. Okay, moving on to the gingerbread competition. We started talking about it. Sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, in which offices we are sitting in right now, and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Charlie, this year there's a $200 grand prize. Would that entice you to get the family together and build a gingerbread house for us?
It would entice me. Unfortunately, knowing my artistic ability, I don't know that that would give me a
number. Advantage. What number would make you join this gingerbread competition? 1,000? How could we get you there? But this is a good thing. We've been doing maybe 6 or 7 years now, the gingerbread competition. We have two categories, Charlie, since we have the two sponsors. So you can either make a gingerbread house like a Hunterdon County scene. You can do the large mansion that we're sitting in, or the Red Mill, or a hot air balloon, something Hunterdon County, or you can do something from a storybook, like a building from a storybook, like Hogwarts, or the old house covered in vine from Madeline. Give me another example.
How about the covered bridge down by Surgeonsville?
Oh, that's right. You used to live right near there, didn't you?
Yes.
That would be very nice had to be made out of gingerbread.
Probably one of the easier ones to build versus these beautiful columns we have here at this great mansion.
Yeah, this would be tough. Make the columns out of what would you use confectionery-wise to make those columns off the top of your head?
I have no guess because it has to be edible, correct?
Yes. It has to be edible. Pretzel sticks, what comes that?
I was thinking like something along the lines of some sugar.
Covered with white icing.
Yeah.
It could be salty or sweet. It doesn't have to be all candy. Okay, so we have several categories. And all the first place prize winners in each category will also receive cash prizes. The president of the chamber probably doesn't realize the extent of my prize giving, but he will, and we'll have sponsors. So there's a kids-only category, so kids only up to 12-year-old can do it by themselves. They have their own category. There's a student category for school-age students. The adult category, adult individuals. We have the family category, which is the most popular. Families like to get together. It's a great family. It's a great family activity to get together and make this gingerbread house. And it'd be even greater if you win the $200 grand prize. Also, social groups like Cub Scouts and school groups get together. And then we have a professional category. So the entry deadline is Friday, November 16th. Entry forms could be found at the Hunterdon County Library or any of the county libraries, or you can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and there's a link right on the homepage to the entry form. Just fill it out. There is no entry fee. Fill it out, send it in to us, and you're in the HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Okay, we're just going to roll through things that we have. You got to tell me if you're aware of any of this stuff that we do here. I lost the commercial page.
Okay.
Which I'll find shortly.
Maybe
right in front of me.
Maybe some of your avid listeners or loyal listeners, Kiko, Todd, or Jim, would like to.
Are they all listening?
They are, and I think they all want to join in and build the gingerbread, you know, and enter the gingerbread competition.
I think over 30 basketball should enter the contest. Jim, Todd Stein's daughter Chloe could probably make some nice vegetable.
Yes, she
Chloe
could.
Stein actually was going to be a guest on our radio show, and I'm like a star maker here. I was going to make her famous, but she went and got famous before I could have her on the radio
yes,
show.
Yes, she did indeed.
One of the top vegan cooks in the country. She's working for Dr. Furman out in California now.
So that is correct.
Congratulations to Chloe Stein. So I'm going to make you famous after that. You're going to walk out of this building. You're ready to sign autographs and stuff.
I don't see anybody lining up, Jim.
So we were talking about food earlier. Before we get to some more library stuff, we have one more commercial break in about 9 minutes. I should have brought more trivia for you. I know how much you like trivia. So say I'm going around eating around the county. What is your favorite place to get pizza? So you can tell our listeners if they don't know where the best pizza in Huntington County, in your opinion. Where's the best place to get pizza?
That is so difficult, Jim.
You can give a shout out to some places that you like that you know, I know you like to go to Maria Rosa's for one. And are you friends with the owners?
I am. And I would say that my favorite pizza there is their salad pizza. Okay. However, you know, I enjoy a slice of cheesesteak pizza at Joe's.
Okay.
I enjoy a slice of sausage pizza at Delizia's. I think
it depends on the toppings. Interesting.
Well, I think New Jersey has they have something very unique to the area, and that is, at least here locally, you can go to numerous very good pizza places and just get a slice of whatever you have a taste for that day. As where in the Midwest, where I grew up, you have basically the chain pizzas. So. You had the chain pizzas, which you get accustomed to, but then you move to New Jersey.
Another positive about living in New Jersey.
Exactly.
Pizza. How was pizza in Arizona?
Basically non-existent back in the...
Oh, really?
Yes, there was one or two locations, and it was okay. I wouldn't say that... not anywhere close to being on par with what we have here in New Jersey. And now we're spoiled, but...
What Arizona, I guess, mostly... Like southwestern Mexican food?
Yeah, Tex-Mex food, which what I always make the comparison, the amount of local pizza shops you have here, you had the same or more Tex-Mex shops in and around the Phoenix area, which is where I lived. But you could pull into any of them, and they're very good. So I feel the same way here in a pizza joint. If I were to be driving through a location other than Flemington, you pull into a local pizza shop, and I'm sure you can get a great slice of pie.
So your pizza lovers, Charlie Miller, recommends Maria Rosa, which is on Route 523 between Stockton and Flemington. He also mentioned Joe's Pizza, which is over on Commerce Street. What's the name of that road?
Over by ShopRite.
Joe's Pizza. And then he also mentioned Delizia's Pizza, which is in the Lowe's Plaza. So that's his tips. How about the best burger in Huntington County? Let's go out for lunch and get the best burger in Huntington County. Where would we be going?
In Huntington County, I will have to defer to you, Jim, because it's a very large county, and I can't say that I've been to numerous locations.
That's
fine.
So you want to give a shout-out to somebody that you know, that you like, or a business that you like, this is the time to do it. This is Chamber Radio. Business is like free advertising.
Well, here locally, I always seem to enjoy when I have a burger here locally at Jake's. It seems to be a very nice burger. I enjoy it. And so,
Jake's. Yes, Jake's has a very loyal following. They've been in business probably longer than most restaurants in this area. So Jake's is located on Route 202. Where else? You want to go out and get a cocktail with the lovely Jamie Miller. Where is going for a nice romantic drink somewhere? Where would that be?
That's a loaded question, Jim. Maybe we could just keep it to getting a drink, okay. And there's numerous locations. I enjoy the tavern at Surgeonsville Inn. It's a very nice, quaint little area to have a cocktail. Lambertville, there's a few locations in Lambertville that are very nice as well to have a cocktail, maybe on the river. Numerous locations, but there's a few.
We're doing good. And then, of course, Lambertville, New Hope down there, so there's... In Flemington, of course, Lone Eagle Brew wouldn't be mistaken as a romantic place to get a drink, but also another nice local watering hall that has outstanding trivia nights, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Lone Eagle has some very nice trivia nights as well, a local establishment, very nice people, very nice atmosphere.
They're having a Halloween party trivia night on October 29th. For more information, I shouldn't be doing that. Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break, Charlie. It's 11:41. We have about 3 or 4 more commercials to play. Then we have about 15 more minutes, and then you are off the hot seat. So we'll be back with more Library Show right after this.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. You're listening to Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. Another song Charlie completely forgot about.
Just a minor hit by them.
Yeah. They only had a couple, but that was another one. He goes, I should have looked up the one you said that I never heard of. What was the name of that song?
The album was Luncheonette. I don't know if there's a song on there called Luncheonette. Maybe one of our avid listeners could help us.
Which, if Daryl Hall and John Oates, you had to go to dinner with one of them. Which one would it be?
Well, I don't know too much about him, except for I believe, is it Daryl Hall is locally from, is nearby Pennsylvania, near the Philadelphia area? Is that true?
I have no idea. That'd be interesting. Well, there's convenience. What if John Oates wanted to? I think I'd pick John Oates. I don't know enough about him. I don't know. I probably wouldn't pick either one.
You never know. I think
if they were picking up the bill, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they're both established musicians, other than just being, you know, famous for their songs that I didn't know about.
Okay, let me. We're going to end up with some. I'm going to hit you with a lot of library stuff here, Charlie.
All right.
I just want to wow you with how much we do at the Hunterdon County Library, because I know you have a library card.
I do.
Gathering dust somewhere in your home.
That's not true.
I'll start off with Knitters Unite, Charlie. We do this every year. You can make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for the Flemington Area Food Pantry. Knit and crochet items will be collected at the Hunterdon County Library, the North County Branch, and the South County Branch Library from October 22nd through December 16th. So this is a real good thing we've been doing every year. There's a lot of... You would not believe how many people are good knitters in Hunterdon County. And just... take the time and knit all this stuff for elderly, for homeless people, etc. And the Flemington Food Area Pantry collects them and distributes it to them.
That's a very good cause, Jim.
Yeah, so we hang them around the library. Starting in a couple weeks, you'll see them hanging around our stairwell at the library, all the hats and scarves and gloves, etc., that are made out of the goodness of Hunterdon County residents' hearts. You can also, if you need yarn to knit, lots of yarn will be donated and available on the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library. Just stop by and pick up some free yarn and start knitting. Can you knit anything, Charlie?
I cannot. What about you, Jim?
I can never. I've never knitted anything in my life. You think it's hard?
I'm sure that if you had any practice at all, you could do it. You're a very accomplished individual, artist, basketball player, musician. You'd be fine.
Thank you. Does that mean I'm treating you for lunch? Why all these compliments?
And by the way, speaking of songs, the song we were looking for was Abandoned Luncheonette.
Luncheonette?
One of your loyal listeners had the text. Thank you, Jim Connolly, for that.
We're going to have to listen to that on the way over, too. Okay, quick program announcement. Tonight, if you were coming out to see author John Markowski at the Hunterdon County Library at 7 p.m. tonight, and unfortunately that program has been canceled. John wrote the book Seed, Grow, Love, Write, One Man's Unexpected and Slow Journey to Fulfillment. So we'll probably have him on another date. But never fear, we have another program going on at the North County Branch Library tonight at 7 p.m. Jack McDade. Have you ever heard of Jack McDade?
I have not.
Jack McDade was Dick Clark's first musical guest. An American Bandstand.
That is a very good trivia question.
First musical guest. Actually, he was doing a program at the Hunterdon County Library when Dick Clark died, and we were sitting around a table waiting for him to go on and talking. The Today Show called him while we were sitting there and said they were going to send a limousine up to pick him up in the next morning so they could talk about Dick Clark. So this performer that me and Charlie are talking about is performing tonight at the Hunterdon County Library. He's like an old-style crooner, Charlie. He's joined with the pianist-vocalist Rick Charwin. You'll hear songs from the 1930s and also present-day composers like Elton John, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Harry Chapin, Jerome Kern, The Beatles, and more. So he'll sing a song, and then he also tells a lot of jokes. He's like a Henny Youngman kind of joke teller. You remember who Henny Youngman is?
I've heard the name. I don't know that.
Take my
jokes.
Wife, please.
Yes, okay.
Things like that. He's that kind of joke teller. So he intersperses comedy and music. It's kind of like a variety show. So that's Jack McDade performing songs from the past to present tonight at the North County Branch Library. At 7 p.m., all of our programs, Charlie, are free and open to the public. All we ask is that you reserve a seat just in case we get filled up. So you make sure you get a seat. And you can do so by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us. We have a new events calendar where you can just sign up right there through an email. They'll email you reminders, etc., etc. Charlie, you may be aware, there's actually one more. Now, how were we? Oh, this is at the North County Branch. This is October 12th. I'm sorry, tomorrow, Charlie. So you're aware that we do not have a movie theater anymore in Hunterdon County.
Very aware of that.
Once the, what was the last one? Cinema Plaza that went out of business? Got to be 10, 15 years ago now? We have not had a movie theater in Hunterdon County for a decade.
I would say it's close to 10 years. I don't.
That's crazy. But never fear. The Hunterdon County Library has an advanced audio and visual system, and we're the biggest movie theater in Hunterdon County. And we show first-run movies at the Hunterdon County Library. For example, this this Friday and Saturday at the North County Branch again. We also show them at the Huntington County Library, The Mountain Between Us. I've never heard of that. Do you know what that is?
I have. I've seen it. It's a very good movie.
You've seen that movie? Well, tell us about it. Here's Charlie Miller's movie review of The Mountain Between Us.
If it's the one I believe it is.
Stranded after a tragic plane crash?
Yes. I think it's a photographer and a doctor end up getting on a plane because their flight at a major airport was canceled. They go to a local gentleman who flies the smaller planes. And they get on a plane, it takes off, and the plane ends up crashing. And I won't give the ending away, but that's basically what happens. And it's about their survival in the mountains.
I was going to say, they didn't die in the plane crash, obviously.
Obviously. It's about their survival in the
So I'm assuming they didn't get along in the beginning, but then they had to?
Yes, they did not get along.
Why did they not get along?
I think...
What was the mountain between them?
Well, it was the mountain between them was it looked like a mountain. It had snow on it, Jim.
Okay, that's The Mountain Between Us, and you got a free movie review from Charlie Miller who saw it. So you would recommend it?
I would recommend it. I can't give the ending away because it's quite interesting ending. I don't know that I was necessarily expecting it, but a good movie.
So this we'll be showing this twice. You have two opportunities to see it at the North County Branch Library, October 12th and October 13th, both at 2 p.m. And then we have one more film in this current series at the Huntington County Library next October 18th, which is next Thursday, Tully. You didn't see Tully, did you?
I did not.
So Tully is a mother of three, including a newborn, receives the gift of a night nanny. Hesitant with the extravagance at first, the mother comes to form a unique bond with the thoughtful, surprising young nanny. How's that sound?
Sounds very interesting,
Sounds like
Jim.
An El Paso to me. But, okay, moving on. So, Charlie, I'm just going to quickly, we have 5 minutes before Jim Gano puts an end to our show. So we have all these programs coming up in October and November at the Huntington County Library, open to anybody, not just even if you don't have a Huntington County Library card, Charlie. You're allowed to come to these programs, free and open to the public. Autumn Activities of the Native Americans of Central Jersey, that'll be Tuesday, October 16th at the Huntington County Library. Jinshin Jitsu, have you ever done that, practiced that?
I have not.
We have a demonstration of that and Tai Chi on Saturday, October 13th at the North County Branch Library. Tuesday, October 16th, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey. You never knew there was such a thing, did you?
Nope, but I'm sure it's very interesting.
They'll be talking about, this might be something right up your alley since you help with the environment, invasive aquatic submersed plants in
New
Jersey.
Exactly.
This is something that's been going on 20 years. We have a afternoon concert series with Fred Miller, who's a pianist, singer, narrator. The senior citizens just love him, absolutely love him. If I came in and said that I'm canceling the series, he'd probably be dredging the local lake for my body. That's how much they love this guy. And he's starting his fall series next week at the North County Branch and the Huntington County Library with a program called Cantare, the Italian Presence, an American popular song. We'll also do a program in November with Cole Porter. And then December, An American Christmas. He has a big mammoth Christmas sing-along. He's like, we'll take old songs that give you background music, like gives you like background information about the songs and sings about them, and the people just eat it up. So this is Fred Miller. All the programs Charlie and I are talking about, you can view the flyers online on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the word events on the navigation bar, and all the flyers that I'm reading from will be at your fingertips. 3 minutes left, Charlie. We're pushing on. Ghosts, spirit communication, and more. Oh, my. Thursday, October 18th at the North County Branch Library.
Sounds very interesting and very apropos for the timing of the year.
There you go. Ghost believer, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, good. Tell me your dreams and goals, Charlie. Not right now, but we'll talk about that later. So this is about... come and brainstorm your dreams, so I guess career goals and private life goals. This is with Susan Carrara. She's an MBA. And this is Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m. We're still in October here. I'm not going to make it. The 100 and Chrysanthemum chapter is meeting on October 19th. They'll be talking about butterfly guarding. You want to maximize your Social Security benefits? Come to the North County branch on Saturday, October 20th. You can learn all about that at 10 a.m. Local authors Allison K. Garcia and Kiki Cloutman will be at the North County branch on October 20th as well. Wednesday, October 24th, we have a band, the Long Hill String Band, Charlie. They perform old-time music, sometimes referred as heritage music. Fiddle, banjo, mandolin, upright basses, it's right up your alley.
Yes, it is.
Guitar and voice, the Long Hill String Band, Wednesday, October 24th at 7 p.m. Singing Bowls, Charlie, the therapeutic. Ever hear of them?
I have not.
This is like holistic medicine. Bill Norn, who is actually a jazz drummer, this is a popular program with our patrons, too, will be performing Singing Bowls. And they can help stimulate healing in your body. Believer in holistic medicine, Charlie?
No comment, Jim.
The NCB Garden Club meets on Tuesday, October 30th. And they'll be talking about conifers. What's a conifer?
Pine cone? Pine trees?
Pine trees are correct.
Yes.
The Healing Power of Music, Wednesday, November 7th, with Matches Wind. He's an award-winning singer-songwriter. We Honor America with Dr. James Kay. That's a one-hour slide show and CD music celebrating each branch of the United States Armed Forces. KIKO Alert, Thursday, November 8th at 7 p.m. Shades of Autumn with violinist David Podol, Saturday, November 10th at the North Canada Branch Library. A swing band, Groove and Easy, Wednesday, November 14th. At 7 p.m. at the Hunter County Library, a story slam. People come in and tell stories and win prizes.
Oh.
Thursday, November 17th at the Hunter County Library. And I'm going to end it right there. I can hear Jim Gano out in the hall. It is 11:57. Charlie Miller, I appreciate you joining me today on the library show.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe we'll have you back sometime. Did you enjoy your experience?
I did. And once again, a happy birthday to Jennifer.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. Okay. Until next week. Oh, I was supposed to play a song there, and it switched songs. Maybe I can play it real quick. We end our show every week with this. Good night, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida's governor preparing to take an aerial tour of the devastation on the Florida panhandle from the Category 4 Hurricane Michael.
I will be joining the Florida National Guard to survey damage in Panama City and Mexico Beach.
Rick Scott speaking as the FEMA director says.
Our focus is search and rescue, getting access to the areas that have been hardest hit and search and rescue.
With parts of Mexico Beach destroyed, one official there says it looks like it was targeted by a World War II bombing raid. Now Tropical Storm Michael is dumping heavy rains over much of central and eastern South and North Carolina. A NASA astronaut and his Russian counterpart are back safely after their Soyuz capsule had to make an emergency landing shortly after it lifted off today from Kazakhstan. American Nick Hague and his partner were heading to the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is sliding again today. The Dow was down at one point this morning by more than 300 points as a sell-off of tech shares continues. It comes a day after the Dow closed down about 800 points. Melania Trump says she's been cyber-bullied, and it's driving her Be Best initiative.
We need to educate the children of social-emotional behavior.
The First Lady saying she could be the most bullied person in the world, making the remark on ABC's Good Morning America in a segment where she was promoting her Be Best initiative.
You think you're the most bullied person in the world?
One of them, if you really see what people are saying about me. That's why I